The Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar fifth quarter.
Thoughts on the performance, Doms?
Well, I think Richmond, they needed that win. They certainly did. They've been playing pretty average footy the last couple of weeks. But, gee, you're coming to cost, Bucky. Some major injury concerns there. Obviously, emotional scenes from Dion Prestia. Tom Lynch with his hands. Nankervis, he's a big out. He's their barometer and obviously makes their mids walk taller. So,
hamstring. I mean, we find out that it's a hamstring. And that's, I mean, at his age, that's not just a little
Sorry, Bucky, for Geelong Marine World, Abbey Holmes, speaking with Dion Prestia.
So we'll find out tomorrow, I think. So, yeah, just see how we go. Didn't feel too good when it first happened, but, yeah, we'll see how we go.
We're crossing our fingers for you on the injury front before you head up to the Goldie, a place that you're very comfortable in. But on the win tonight, you're back on the winner's list, as I just spoke about with Koch. But what's been missing over the last 3 or 4 weeks? We know that you've been trying to get back to that Richmond brand, but has it been, I guess, the unknown of the season and so much uncertainty that might have played a bit on your minds mentally?
A little bit. I think we probably tried out a few new things that we were trying to work through that I guess we didn't do well in the Collingwood game first up, and we tried to implement it over the last couple of weeks, and it wasn't really working for us. So we knew that it was going to take time to get going, and I think tonight our defensive system was unbelievable, and our pressure was back to a level that we thought. So it was good.
We can walk and talk at the same time if you'd like. With the injury, you're obviously off to the Goldie, but do you have to stay here and get scans, or what, are you still going to
I'll try and get up there. Nice to get some hot weather, so that'll be good. But, I'll just work, see how we go.
But you're getting the hurry up, so off you go.
Thank you.
So Dion Prestia there, will be interesting to see how serious his injury is. We think somewhere, it's more knee than ankle, by the way. He couldn't put any weight on it. I suppose that's a good sign. When he was carried from the field, he had two trainers or two medical staff assisting him. No weight on that left foot, but right now he seems to be moving a little bit more freely than what he was.
He felt something like I don't know.
With ankles too, Bucky, I think it's not so much straight line stuff. It's when you start to change direction. So that and it probably will get worse tomorrow after he cools down.
Kane Lambert leading the Tigers off and into the rooms. Hopefully we'll be able to bring you the Tigers song and hear them belt that out from down in the rooms. Fifth quarter, thanks to Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. Of course, Signature Homes, an award-winning Geelong builder specialising in custom design homes, $400,000 to $1 million. They've headed down into the rooms, but the host broadcaster hasn't followed them. In fact, they're just showing that wonderful mark taken by Ben Long on Thursday night, Benny. I think I didn't hear all of the call. Did you call that mark, or did Chuck have the call on that one?
No, Chuck had the call there, Kim.
He would have been up out of the chair, wouldn't he?
He was reasonably... Strides were sort of half-mast during that.
Because the Saints were going okay at the time.
They were. They were up and about. He's very impressed with the Saints, was Chuck. He's very impressed overall with the Saints.
Yes. So everybody into hub life. This is the last game of football in Melbourne for who knows how long.
And speaking of Queensland and St Kilda, they've already landed in Queensland, Kingy. So a lot of clubs are on their way.
It's just an eerie feeling, isn't it? I mean, it's an empty stadium. It's no footy in Victoria for 5 weeks. There's
at least.
Few injuries. There's been some big injuries this round.
And it's a bit doom and gloom here in Victoria too, Dom's in. It's almost, I mean, as much as a lot of these blokes, you know, will be leaving their families, it's almost like they're going to a safe place for a period of time. Not a lot of fun in Victoria here at the moment.
No, it certainly isn't. Just seeing great vision again from last night of Joel Selwood and Gary Ablett leaving GMHBA Stadium, or walking through a guard of honour. They actually didn't leave the ground. They ended up doing some media while there. But what a great moment that was last night. We were so lucky to be there for KROQ football. And Benny, you'd be rapt to know that the umpires are once again doing laps of the MCG.
Honestly, I don't understand. I just, like, it's, do you want me to do a Teddy Whitten out the window?
There is no need
for somebody at 6 o'clock at night who just runs around, throws the ball. There's no need for them to be doing laps now. Absolutely zero.
Yeah. Tomorrow morning would be sufficient.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Look at him. They're talking. They're doing. How do you think I should throw it in? Or you come in underneath, and I'll flick it over the top. Do a rocket toss. Get off. Go home. There's families at home that need you. Do not run around the MCG. There's four of them on. Was it Friday night? Doing the same thing.
Yeah.
It was. It. No. Stop. Please stop.
Fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar, and of course. City to Surf Solar, Geelong Solar Power and Energy Efficiency Specialists, Essington Street in Grovedale. Looks like the host broadcaster not going to the rooms for the Richmond song, so unfortunately we can't bring that to you.
The host broadcaster thought of the game.
Yeah, well, they've just gone to a bunch of highlights from across the weekend before trying to hold everybody's attention before going to the news. They hate the gap between the end of the game and the news. They want the game finishing at about 5:58 so people don't have time to think about flicking over to whoever...
It's 5:59.
Here we go. Here is the song.
We've got their arms around each other too. Yeah. It's one of the best things I've seen all year, Kingy.
Players have actually linked their arms. Yeah,
they've broken rank.
Yes.
And they've linked arms.
Yep.
They've just smashed into each other, hugged when goals are being kicked, but they're not allowed to link arms when they... So that's the best thing I've seen all year.
Yep. Back here at the MCG, where it was Richmond 12-7-79 over Melbourne 8-4-52. Fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar. Signaturehomes.net.au. Gary and Gilda Watts. Fine Street in South Geelong. Let's have a look at the head-to-head matchup from today. It was Tom Lynch versus Stephen May in the end. Tom Lynch kicking 3 goals, 2 out of 12 goals, 7. So a quarter of the Tigers' score, basically, Tom Lynch. But I thought Stephen May's performance was fairly solid.
Yeah, it was solid. It was good. Clearly, Tom Lynch was hampered by his hand, Bucky, for a large chunk of that game. But still kicked 3 goals, and he could have quite easily come off, Tom Lynch, and probably put the tracksuit on for the day, but he stayed out there and provided a contest forward and a presence forward of the footy and was able to kick 3 goals, which in the end gave him the lead, and they were able to go on and win the game. So for me, it was probably an even battle. I thought Stephen May still played reasonably well, used the ball really well for one of the better users, him and Hibbard back there are probably two of the better users in the team. So, overall, both with that matchup, I'd say it was an even contest.
Geelong Insurance Brokers, geelonginsurancebrokers.com.au. Thank you for that, Domsey. Now the stats, thanks to Curse High, your local hire company since 1982. Just some key numbers, please, Bucky, before we go into our steamatic standout.
Yeah, look, don't worry about the team stats here, Kingy. Let's just go to the individual ones. Kane Lambert, really good, 3 goals, 27 touches. Martin worked his way into the game, 20 touches and a goal. Bolter, terrific down back, 8 marks, 20 disposals, 6 of those marks were intercepts. Caddy worked into the game after quarter time, only had the one touch in the first term, ended up with 19. Prestia, 19, but may come at a cost with that. Looks like some sort of ankle injury. Hawley, 19, won't go into the hub. Higgins, 19 and a goal. Edwards, 18, won't go into the hub either. Kingy, short, 18, was good with his ball use. Baker, 17, 15 apiece to Castagna and Arts on debut. McIntosh, 14 and Trent Cotchin, 14. And Tom Lynch, 6 marks, 12 touches and 3 goals, 2. And for the Ds, Petrarca, he had 27. Just the one clearance. The Christian Petrarca had the 5 inside 50s. Clayton Oliver didn't use the ball at all well, particularly by foot. Ended up with 26, but 18 of those were handballs, 16 contested possessions and 8 clearances. So it was a sort of fair game, but his ball use was down. Hibbard, 25. Gawn, 22 and 33 hit out. Salem was okay with 21. May, 20. And Harms, 19. Viney, 18. A couple of multiple goal scorers. Fritch, 16 disposals. It was quite good. 9 marks. 2 goals straight. And Mitch Hannon ended up with 10 disposals. Kingy, 2 marks and 3 goals. 1. That's the final score there was. 12-7-79. The Tigers. Melbourne, 8-4-52. That's a 27-point win for Richmond. And their second win for season 2020.
Thank you for that, Bucky. Good work. So 2.5 wins now for the Tigers as we take just a very, very cursory look at the ladder with one round remaining in round 5, which, of course, is about to get underway. The Giants and Hawthorn earlier today, Fremantle by 20 points over Adelaide. And we can see that the Tigers now have moved into 10th spot after being down in 14th. 2 wins, 2 losses and a draw, joining Collingwood on the same record. But for the Magpies, it might prove crucial later in the year, depending. The percentage difference is 36 between the Magpies and the Tigers. Top of the ladder right now, Port Adelaide, percentage clear of Brisbane. Geelong a third, and depending on the result tonight between Hawthorn and also the Giants, that's where they will enter hub life. You would think they will stay third, even with a Hawthorn. Actually, Hawthorn can jump to third with a win if they can beat the Giants, although tough ask against GWS. The Giants can move back into the eight depending on the size of the margin. But right now, this is a really entertaining eight. Port Adelaide, Brisbane, Geelong, St Kilda, Essendon, Gold Coast, Bulldogs and Hawthorn. You wouldn't be upset if that was the eight at the end of the year. Not if you're a Geelong fan for a start, but to see the Suns there would be just fantastic. And they lost no friends last night with their performance.
No, they didn't lose any at all. No, I can't see the Suns being there by the end of the season. But yeah, if you're a Geelong supporter, I tell you what, you'd be licking your lips. I don't think they're playing their best footy at the moment, but they're sitting third, and they've just got to keep winning and keep themselves in a good position to contend again.
Massive clash between the Lions and the Cats, of course, on Thursday night. Your Steamatic standout, delivering solutions, saving properties and restoring lives in the greater Geelong area for 25 years. Essington Street in Grovedale is where you'll find them. Doms, who was your Steamatic standout?
Oh, look, Kane Lambert, if you looked at his stats, 27 disposals and 3 goals. He's probably going to get the 3 Brownlow votes. But for me, the big boy down back had the biggest impact on the game. Noah Bolter, he took 5 or 6 intercept and contested marks too, Bucky. That was a big thing for me. Yep. He did it with a bit of body on body. So he was rock solid down back. And in the absence of David Ashbury, he was sensational. So I can't see him losing his spot anytime soon. He's my Steamatic player of the day.
Fantastic. Steamatic standout, of course. Steamatic. I have the little credit line in front of me here and I lost it. Your disaster restoration experts is what I meant to say. It was don't panic, call Steamatic for so long. And we just had a little bit of a change up, Benny. We like a good change up. You've just put your little popping guard into its little.
It's time to go.
Have you done every game this
week?
Those umpires, they're going to run out until the next game starts here in 6 weeks' time.
You've been on every game this weekend, haven't you?
I have, and
it's a big weekend.
Yeah, looking forward to getting in my little fart sack tonight.
Great. Let's we go to Bucky, who is working in the dark. Behind the
club. He does all his best stuff in the time. Yeah. Yeah.
The nightclub specialist.
Yeah, I'm just lurking in here, man.
The Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar 5th Quarter.